after traveling for 5 days with almost 70 people, our group of paddlers are on a two-day break. We're near Sumdum Bay. It's about 45 miles south of Juneau.
We're in this gorgeous bay with the glacier behind us.
That's Val Massey, who lives in Wrangell. She's in our canoe group and has been dedicated to this journey since she found out about it. She says it's what kept her in Wrangell during some tough times.
It's so crystal clear. And I just was noticing the goose barnacles down in the lower intertidal zone are huge. And you just don't see that around like where we started from.
We started from Wrangell, but other communities like Cassan and Prince of Wales Island began their journey from their home and met up with everyone in Wrangell. Traveling this far along the mainland route in the deep wilderness, we've taken in views of mountain peaks, glaciers, and small islands dotting the way. Each morning we've risen early. But a break was needed with the constant rain and the stomach bug making its way through the large group. During the break, people are able to work out issues, and with the weather lifted, we also got to learn more about each other. The group has the opportunity to sing and dance together. It's the first time for Clifford Williams from Yakutat. He's 64 years old.
I really wanted to learn. I've been thinking about it, and I decided I want to do it. I want to make myself proud and my community proud. I watch all these young kids dance and I want to do it.
For Williams, dancing is a powerful experience.
I've been really choked up to dance. I had a little bit of tears coming out of my eyes because I'd never danced before. Got a big old lump in my throat. Now I know how to dance, and I'll be back in 2026 to dance.
Williams is on the canoe journey to celebrate 20 years of sobriety.
Coming in from one of the bars, and we had a little Jeep, and it was packed. We come around the corner too fast, and passed somebody around the corner, and we rolled 4 times. One more roll, I think we would have dropped 10 feet.
He says he's crashed his vehicles 15 to 20 times throughout life. On top of that, he's struggled with suicidal tendencies, but that's since changed and he looks forward to the future. He also plans to get his GED.
Because I can't spell. I don't know my math. When I quit drinking, I've never changed car engines. I changed 5 different car engines on my own.
Alberta Isaacs is here too. The 55-year-old Ketchikan resident says this is her first journey and she's learning how to deal with her past traumas.
Like this whale this morning, I feel like I'm letting all this old stuff in my heart and in my head always hurt me. I'm letting it all go.
Isaacs says her mom was a drinker who abused her as a child.
I didn't like being at the house all the time because I got sexually abused or even beat up.
Isaacs eventually found refuge from the abuse at home and had children of her own, but her daughter, Taureen, passed away 10 years ago from cancer at age 7. Isaacs says she feels her daughter's presence on this journey. She says whenever she sees a deer that's not skittish, she feels like her daughter is near, and that's what happened in Wrangell during this trip. She says it watched her leave when she was getting ready to continue on with the canoe adventure.
Stood there in the road and watched us load up. Everybody kept saying, "Alberta, look." I said, "I know. She's making sure I'm okay." She was saying, "You're going to have a good journey, Mom." I said, that's what I felt like my baby was telling me because the deer was just standing there in the road.
She's using a paddle with a raven design painted on it, drawn by her daughter. The paddle also has a gray ribbon on it for brain cancer awareness. Doug Chilton is one of the founders of One People Canoe Society, a nonprofit organization They are hosting this year's journey from Wrangell. He's navigating from one of the three support boats, which are an integral part of the whole adventure. They store the food and make sure everyone is safe.
It's not nearly as fun or as exciting as being on the canoe, but you're constantly busy. Even though it seems like you're just sitting up there steering, you're constantly watching out for hazards, for trouble, for possible trouble.
Chilton says organizing canoe journeys is complicated and plans are constantly changing.
Anytime you have large bodies of people that are, you're trying to coordinate to do stuff, you have to be able to adjust along the way.
The One People Canoe Society has been doing canoe journeys for almost 20 years. The goal of the nonprofit is to strengthen canoe culture in Southeast Alaska. But since the first paddle with One People Canoe Society, which began as a canoe team for racing, and their first race was in Washington in 2002, canoe culture has blossomed. Our canoes finally land in downtown Juneau. Hundreds of people have gathered to welcome us. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki, and Becca Clark contributed to this story.